The plan would create two sales tax holidays, one in August for school supplies, clothing, and computers, and another in November for Energy Star products. Frank Julian of the department store Macy's says tax holidays are major events in other states and would be in Wisconsin too.
Customers respond to the holidays with a level of excitement nearly equal to Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving that has become such a large retail tradition.
In addition to Macy's, Walmart and Apple have also reported lobbying in favor of the plan. Senate Republican sponsor Rick Gudex of Fond du Lac says it would help direct tax relief to people who need it.
Working families, single moms, people just trying to get their kids ready for school.
But Oshkosh Assembly Republican Michael Schra says the legislature ought to be looking to cut the sales tax across the board, not offering tax holidays for only certain products.
I think we're carving out a special exemption and we're picking winners and losers.
And while the measure's supporters say the tax holiday would pay for itself, the State Department of Revenue differs. It projects the tax cut would cost state government $14.5 million in lost revenue each year, not to mention the revenue losses to local governments. Fort Atkinson Assembly Democrat Andy Jorgensen says he's willing to look at this proposal.
But I think a bill like this needs to take a breath at some point and make sure that all the claims are real.
GOP leadership is also divided on the tax holiday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss supports it. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says some in his caucus view it as a gimmick. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.